Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 every single weekday right here at 92.9 FM ESPN on X. Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
It's good. I'm going to Costco right now.
Oh, that's great. What do you mean good? You gotta flip good to great. Good. Costco trip's always the best.
Well, this is just a quick trip.
Oh, okay.
Do you do quick trips to Costco, or do you always spend $300 or $400?
No, there's no quick trips to Costco with my wife. That's not a possibility.
Well, this is it. If I go with Claire, there's not either. We go for big trips.
It's just you.
It's just a couple. I just need a few things. So, but it reminded me that and by the way, thanks for the idea. You're the one who suggested that last Friday we have a special edition of Fish on Friday on Tuesday on Friday. So we did that. It was all your inspiration. Anyway, today he said that the TSA, is that what it's called? The flying,
yes,
people, the security,
yes,
people?
Transportation Security Administration.
That's it. They had to put out a special bulletin reminding people. I found this almost impossible to believe. I mean, maybe Charles was punked, that your Costco ID is not a real ID, does not suffice as a real ID.
I think I saw this as well.
They do respect a $1.50 hot dog and the slices of pizza and whatever else.
Chicken bake.
Now, let me ask you this. If for the rest of your life you could only get five things at Costco, right? What would you get at Costco? In other words, what are the most important things you get at Costco?
Get my premium priced filet steaks or ribeyes. We'll go ribeyes. I'm gonna have to go with a big pack of chicken thighs.
Big bag of chicken thighs.
Yes, okay. Like the multiple packs that you cut up and you
freeze.
Yeah,
I know those ones. You get a bunch of packs. Yeah.
Well, because if you only do five, you have to get the essentials,
so
right?
You're going meat. So you got to do what?
You're getting the essentials, but I'm going to have to go produce. I have to have a well balanced diet.
No, I mean you can shop for other things, other places. I'm not saying these are the five things you have to eat and live on for the rest of your life. I'm just saying,
okay.
I'm saying, what do you count on Costco for? Like, I get the Kirkland bubbly water. I'll happily get LaCroix too, but I get I get absolutely shelves of that. I get pallets of bottled of canned bubbly water there. It's one of my essentials. I get my dog food there. That's another thing.
Oh, I need to do that. That's a good idea.
The paper towels or the toilet papers, I could sort of get there. Are they a better deal? I haven't really done the math, but they come in such big quantities. I assume they are. Like, whatever. And then the steaks, I think the ribeyes are absolutely an essential.
I think I'll go this way. Let's go steaks. Let's go chicken thighs. Paper towels, kind of corny, but whatever. And then you know what? For my non-essential item, I think I'm gonna go just hot dog. Just give me a Costco hot dog. $1.50 still. It's like I can't take a trip to Costco without it. So why not throw it on there?
Every time you stop in to get the other four things you're allowed to get, you'll get a hot dog.
Correct.
Along the way. Correct. I'm really torn with the hot dog because I usually like to slice of pizza so much that I have to pass on the hot dog. But the hot dog's a better value at $1.50. You get the drink included, the slice. You don't. You have to pay extra for the drink. So, I bought tires before at Costco.
How'd that go?
Tires at Costco. It was good. They have very high-end tires, though. Like, you get a very good price on very good tires. They don't really sell cheap tires. So they're good tires. And that went well.
So, by the way, what are the few things you have to pick up at Costco? Because if I need few things, I'm just going to Kroger or Super Low. It's not...
Well, honestly, some of it was because I knew I'd be talking to you anyway. So I'm like... What the hell? I'll be in the car anyway. So, like, I might as well then go to Costco. That's the other thing I get. I get the bagels there. There's no place in Memphis to buy bagels. Like, we're a terrible bagel town. And 385 is kind of jammed up, which I should have expected. Anyway, we're a terrible bagel town. And let's be honest, like, Lender's bagels, those grocery store bagels that are filled with preservatives and stuff, they're just barely bagels. They're just bagel-shaped bread. That's all it is, right? They're just bagel-shaped Wonder Bread, practically, a little chewier, slightly chewier. So whereas the bagels that they have over in the bakery section at Costco are pretty damn good bagels. They're not, like, great New York bagels, but they're very – I don't know. If there's a better place to buy bagels in the city, there's the food truck that goes around that sells bagels. There's a food truck. But I don't – where do you get – do you eat bagels?
I don't. I've given up on it in Memphis.
You eat bagels.
It's sad. It's sad. But, like, I have a soft spot in my heart for native Memphians because if you've been here – and you don't travel all that often, you know, don't know about bagels and how good they are in other cities. You just don't understand the bagel community, and you don't understand how good bagels actually can be for a breakfast.
Right.
Throw a bacon, egg, and cheese on a good bagel. It's just different. You know, I do have a soft spot in my heart for native Memphians because they don't know the magic of a good bagel.
Have you had the Costco bagels?
I have not. I may need to try them then.
I'm going to tell you, they're really, I mean, they're not tremendous bagels, but they're good, solid bagels. You got to get two sleeves. But I freeze one.
Yeah.
And they don't, because they're not jacked full of preservatives, if you don't eat them in the first 5 days, like, you'll get some mold on some after a few, like, whatever. So, you know, they're good. The bagels are really good.
Yeah, I don't know if two sleeves of bagels would be. I don't know if those would get
eaten. Well, there's probably five in a sleeve, six in a sleeve, and there's two sleeves, so you get 12, and you put one in the freezer. They hold up pretty well.
Yeah.
But my son is home. He eats lots of bagels, and so I'm going for bagels and LaCroix. And, then there's a box of dog biscuits that I always get there. Giant-ass box of dog biscuits. And we're traveling this weekend, and so I have to stock up on some essentials for my son that's going to be home.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm ducking into... But I'm open to suggestions if someone wants to, you know, if there's some, you know, chocolate covered almonds that I do like when people tell me that, you know, whether it's Aldi's or Whole Foods, like, whatever, the best thing to get at that store. And so I'm someone who's always very open to the power of suggestion. So I already get chicken thighs. I already get steaks. I already certainly get toilet paper and paper towels. So. You haven't brought anything new to the table.
Yeah, I have no suggestions. You're
that's right. I'm headed.
Good. Well,
and I'm being efficient with my time because I'm talking to you as I drive.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoy your stop into to Costco. Now, Zach Edey, we got the news over the weekend that he is going to miss the first part of the season while he gets his ankle worked on and has a surgery. We know that this offseason is massive. From rookie to second year, you take in a lot of data, a lot of information, what you do well, what you don't do well. You work on the things you don't do well. So this is huge. But I mean, I guess the biggest reaction from all of us, I think everybody at 92.9 said it yesterday, it just the injury luck will not turn. And you just have come used to this idea that something like this is going to transpire every offseason. And you're not surprised by it anymore because it's happened so often. Last year, it was Vince Williams Jr. and G.G. Jackson. I get the sense if they would have been able to work last summer and didn't miss the first part of the season, maybe they would have not been G.G. Jackson in the G League and Vince Williams Jr. basically out of the rotation. But we've gotten so used to this idea of off seasons still being bad luck for the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, maybe it speaks well of me. Is it? I was still surprised. I was stunned. I'm like, what the hell? But yes, there's a great sense of PTSD over it, and in some ways, like, it's worse because as much as you counted on Vince Williams, and I think people did, like, people projected, even with, you know, people projected, I think a lot of thoughtful Grizzlies commentators thought that Vince Williams, certainly by the end of the season, that, oh, sure, maybe Marcus Smart would have to start as the fifth starter out of deference to his status in the league, but that ultimately it would be Vince Williams, and that by the time certainly we got to the playoffs, it would be Vince Williams as, you know, as a fifth starter. And instead, but even then, it was sort of a hope and a projection. Here, it's not that. Like, Zach Edey is the starting center,
right?
And they had pivoted under Isolo to using him in a different way. He seemed key to everything they do. As you point out, first to second year is a massive growth moment for a player. And so, yeah, it's absolutely devastating. I don't think it's devastating. The problem is that we don't believe the optimistic forecasts anymore. That's
right.
The other problem is that you can say, well, I'll miss 10 games and that'll be as good as new. We don't buy that anymore. You know, Steven Adams gets hurt, we never see him again. Like, you know, so, and I think that's the problem is that it really does. It really makes it tricky. Plus the fact, and this is something that Chris Harrington's written about in the Daily Memphian, there's, depending on how the offseason goes, they have really some pretty obvious needs and needs that were more obvious than the center position. And now you wonder, they don't have that many different ways to improve themselves this offseason. And you didn't think they necessarily had to do that much at center, maybe a little depth here or there. But now all of a sudden, in the short term, the biggest need is now, let's be honest, a starting center.
Yes.
On opening night. That is, in the short term, that is the biggest need. We had a poll today about what the biggest need is, you know, overall, and a quality wing is very clearly the biggest need. But all of a sudden, on the short-term basis, this one now supplants that as the biggest need.
Yeah, and, I mean, what's really out there for them to go get? I will admit, when it comes to a starting center to pair with Jaren Jackson Jr., in the meantime, while Zach Edey's out, I don't think you need anything all that impressive, right? You need a screen setter and a rebounder. Just whoever that is, go ahead. But I look at free agents and I look at potential trade targets, and there is, I don't know if you've paid attention, there's nothing. There's just nothing, Jeff, that is obvious to me that the Grizzlies could open with by the time we get to game one next year.
Well, and the problem is that if you're, you know, if you're using, you know, your bigger opportunity with your exception, let's say that you do sign Jaren, so you just got the $8+ whatever million
right.
exception, and use that on a wing, all you really have left is, you know, you got a minimum salary starting center big. That's what you're looking at? Someone who's going to come here for a minimum salary. And yes, that's going to be. So then the real question, and the Grizzlies have a much better sense of this, obviously, than we do, is this going to be 5 games? Is this going to be 15 games? Is this going to be till Christmas? Is this going to be, like, what are we looking at here? Because if you're talking about, first 10 games of the season, Well, that's one thing. Yeah, you can limp along through that. If you're talking about Christmas, that's another thing. So, you know, I guess the comfort is that we know that they certainly have a better grasp on that than we do. They didn't release any timeline. I literally just pulled into the Costco parking lot, and the person next to me gets out holding out a LaCroix. So he obviously was.
He's coming back for more.
He was obviously, as he was driving to Costco, he was also listening to us drive to Costco.
Yes.
We'll all meet. Let's have a Gabe Kuhn show meeting here at Costco. We'll meet you, in the back where they keep the LaCroix. We'll
Connor is flashing the LaCroix he's drinking in the producer's booth right now. Good God.
But this guy went for the high-end stuff, the LaCroix, whereas I go for the cheapo Kirkland. I don't even know what the price difference is. I'm just assuming the Kirkland brand is cheaper.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
But anyway, yes, it is discouraging. I think we can all agree that it's discouraging at a time when we didn't need more discouragement.
Yeah.
Like if Minnesota at this moment, pick the equivalent of Zach Edey, all of a sudden suffered an injury, they wouldn't have to be, oh my God, again, Like, it'll probably work out fine. The problem is that our mental state is sufficiently fragile, team also sufficiently fragile, that everything, it all has way too many echoes of what we've recently experienced.
Yeah, and we may have more discouragement that we're going to talk about when it comes to the University of Memphis, but I want to first sort of lay the groundwork. How settlement was approved over the weekend. Schools now in college, in the NCAA, can directly pay athletes using their revenue starting July 1st. The $20.5 million that everybody's been hearing about is the cap for revenue share per year to pay players. A place like Alabama or Georgia probably will use all of that. A place like the University of Memphis, some teams there, bottom half of the ACC and the Big 12 may not be able to get to the full $20.5 million. Before we get to the University of Memphis, if you're putting this in your simplest terms, how you feel about the house settlement, how do you feel about the house settlement? The most simple terms, where you're at.
Oh, I think it's a big shrug in many ways. It's funny because people, there are those who will say, what a revolutionary moment in college athletics. Let's be honest. I don't really think it care. I don't really care where the money comes from, who's writing the check. There's a back pay part of it that none of us care about, right?
If I can find my NCAA ID, I want my back pay,
You care. Okay, that's fine. You should.
Beyond that, no one else cares.
Okay, no, none of us care. So then the other part is what they can almost say, yeah, you know what? Like, they are going at the biggest, most successful, athletic programs, the $20.5 million cap is not a cap at all. Yes, $20.5 million will come through the university, but then they'll find another $30 million or whatever it is in NIL money. And so it isn't really, to me, the fact that, Memphis isn't necessarily going to be paying its athletes more than it would have otherwise. It's just going to be paying them directly as opposed to through collectives. So what's the significance of that? I think the real significance is this, and I think that this is what's going to happen next, right? Because people's complaints are about the portal and about the instability, and this does nothing to address any of that, nothing
right.
to address that. And so what's happening here, it's very clear, is that the conference commissioners, the powers that be, have reached this settlement, and now they're saying, look at what we did. Look at what we did. We're paying the athletes directly now. We did back pay. We have set up a system by which the NIL deals will be analyzed by this separate entity, NIL Go, to make sure that they are reflective of an athlete's actual market value and whatever else. And they are patting themselves on the back, and they're now taking this new system to Congress. And they're telling Congress, in fact, these bills have already been drawn up. There's already draft bills circulating in the Commerce Committee and in the House that basically now allow or would allow the conferences, the powers that be, to do what they want to do, which is to cap this money at $20.5 million or 22% of revenue, which is what this basically is. Mm-hmm. So they cap the amount of money the athletes are going to get, and they're going to say you are, and they're going to make sure that athletes aren't called employees. Although, even though, let's be honest, why not? At this point, they're being paid.
I don't think there's any other answer, Jeff, to really get a hold of this.
So they're doing that, and they're gonna set up special antitrust exemptions so that all this is legal, and they're gonna have regulations about when athletes can or can't enter the portal, and so that step two is the step that the conferences and the powers want, and they're using the momentum that they think they have generated with step one, the House settlement, to now go to Congress and say, look what we did. We've done everything we can do, and now it's up to you to enshrine the system. And so they're asking Congress basically to put limits on athletes that the courts would not otherwise allow. And I think there's probably some momentum in Congress for them, for folks to do that. We know that Sankey and the AD at Notre Dame played golf with Trump over the weekend. This is all part of this whole process. The only thing that I think will prevent them from making that sort of headway, at least for now, is that Washington's bigger fish to fry. You know, they're distracted by other matters. And so it's not going to be a high priority. But if you ask me to predict what I think will happen, I do think ultimately that will happen. I think, and what they're going to do is they're going to put in this bill some sweeteners so that the people who care about college athletes go along with it. And the sweeteners will be, you have to pay for medical care for college athletes for 2 years after they finish graduating. You have to give them mental health. Like, there will be some sweeteners in there. So as you are putting, well, let's be clear, NFL players get 50% of revenue. NBA players get 50% of revenue, basically. NHL players get 50% of revenue. College athletes are getting 22% of revenue. And so they want Congress to say that's fine. And they're getting it outside of a collectively bargained, there's been no collective, it's just imposed. It's just the commissioners and the conference has just decided this is how much we want to give them. It's not like there was any agreement really here to it's going to happen going forward. And Congress is going to allow, this is my prediction, I do think this is going to happen. And I think for fans who don't like the instability, I think from that perspective, it will probably be a good thing.
Sure.
But it will not surprise me if that happens next. In the next 2 or 3 years, we have a system that is blessed by Congress that allows the conferences to impose their will on athletes.
That stinks for the athletes. And I think this is a cynical outlook at it. I think would you admit that? There's a certain amount of cynicism there from you.
But I do think that's, I mean, and whatever. They call it revenue sharing, whatever else. It's a salary cap. That's what it is. It's a salary cap.
You know, one question I have, and I'm going to dig into your lawyer brain for this, because the College Sports Commission, headed up by that MLB executive, I think his name's Brian Seely, he'll be the CEO, and it's you know, they're going to be the punishment, the law enforcement arm of the college athletics now, and they're going to be able to go in with revenue sharing being a majority of the money that's going to be going to the athletes supposedly. They're going to be able to go in and scrutinize NIL deals. Any NIL deal that is over $600 is going to be scrutinized by them, and they can approve or deny. Here's my question, though.
Every NIL deal.
Correct. But here's my question. What will keep them from getting sued to high heaven by agents and players and everything else? Because I don't think we're in a spot where they can dictate what fair market value is. There's no outline through the House settlement telling them what NIL fair market value is. So you could have one guy sign an autograph for $200,000. How are they going to be able to deny that without facing litigation on the back end? From whoever that player is, from whoever that school is, from whoever the institution is that wants to pay him that money.
It's funny, I was reading a story today that said that athletes won't be able to sue, but for some reason, whatever else. I put that aside. But I think your point is exactly the point, is consistent sort of with what I was saying, is that they set up the system, and unless you have Congress blessing it, it's a very clear violation of antitrust rules. We said this before. I'm at Costco. Costco and Walmart and Target could not get together and say, you know what, we're going to have this system whereby we're going to make all our employees only get, you know, X and such dollars, you know, whatever, a system by which you can't do that. You're just not allowed to impose, to get together and with other entities conspire against how much the people, you know, the employees can make. I mean, here's the truth of the matter. Does anyone scrutinize John Calipari's contract to see if it's consistent with fair market value, or Nick Saban's? And you can say he was worth more than that, but there's no outside, you know, does anyone look at Ryan Silverfield's contract and say, this is consistent? No, the fair market value is what that institution's willing to pay you, right? That's generally how we do it in America. And so, so I'm with you completely. Boosters can sue, state attorney generals, as they did with Nico, they can sue. Like, if you have lots of people are in a position to sue and challenge this, and I don't see any reason to think that it would.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Would survive in court. So it will be challenged. There's a lot of things that are going to be challenged. Most people think that without Congress passing a law that creates antitrust exemptions for this, that A, the salary cap itself of $20.5 million, that will be subject to suit. B, women athletes, they're going to look over and they're going to see football players and basketball players getting
90% of the revenue.
Getting 90% of it. And so there's going to 100% be Title IX lawsuits here. Absolutely, there's going to be Title IX lawsuits here. And then, yes, as soon as a a big contract is rejected by NIL Go, someone is going to sue to say, who the hell are they to say whether this is fair market value or not? And that's why, as soon as they got this settlement approved by the judge, they were playing golf with Trump and they were up on the hill because they're basically saying, we understand that we've set up a system that doesn't survive legal scrutiny either. We need congressional intervention, or this is no chance of surviving.
Yep, still a lot to do for Greg Sankey and company, and, yep, and everybody else that's making decisions on behalf of conferences and college athletics. But I guess we'll see. With all things. But Jeff, I appreciate it, man. Enjoy your Costco trip.
Yeah, see ya.
Yes, sir. He is Jeff Calkins at Jeff_Calkins live from Costco. How about that? We do it big here on the Gabe Coon Show. But he is the columnist over at the Daily Memphian, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 every single weekday right here at 92.9 FM ESPN. It's the return of Robert Irwin Jewelers' annual Summer of 1,000 Engagements event, and it's bigger than ever. Robert Irwin Jewelers launches the Summer of 1,000 Engagements with a 1,000-carat diamond giveaway. They're giving away 1,000 carats of diamonds. You spend $999 or more, and you can get free diamond jewelry. A couple examples, 1.2-carat double halo diamond engagement ring for $14.99. You can get a free diamond tennis bracelet, 3.5-carat total weight ring featuring a 3-carat above love star center diamond that delivers unmatched sparkle and performance, $39.99. And you can get a pair of free diamond stud earrings. If you want something one of a kind, they can make it come to life. You can design your own dream ring from a sketch. It could be a Pinterest board. It could be a picture. Whatever you have in mind, they can make it come to life. And it's going to be easy and completely risk-free with Robert Irwin Jewelers meant to be guaranteed. Because if you're not completely satisfied with your custom-made engagement ring, Robert Irwin Jewelers allows you to bring it back within a year, 365 days. You can return it, get a full refund. You've got options, large collection, and selection of natural and lab-grown diamonds. You save up to 40% off engagement rings, anniversary bands, wedding bands, and wedding sets at the Summer of 1,000 Engagement Sale going on right now at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Shop early, and of course, get free diamond jewelry with your purchase of $999 or more now while supplies last. Propose now and pay later with lots of financing options. 12-month 0% interest, or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices. Robert Irwin Jewelers. Visit any one of their 5 locations or shop online at rijewelers.com. Now, we need to take a nice little trip around the National Football League. This can be the holdout edition with minicamps, mandatory minicamps, underway. Make sure you stick around. We'll do that next. It's holdout season in the National Football League. Mandatory minicamps have begun, and I'll tell you who isn't there. Let's get it going. Trey Hendrickson isn't there. Sack leader from last year. 35 sacks in the last 2 years. He's in the final year of his current deal, and he says he won't play on the final year of his current deal, and the Bengals have yet to step to the negotiating table with him. He's seeking a long-term deal. The team is seeking a short-term deal. They're not close right now. And for me, your defense was so bad last year, you should try to get all the help you can. You're paying a lot of money already. Why not a little bit more? I know that the idea is that they're not cash rich, but their owner, Mike Brown, is worth $3.9 billion. You can't find a couple of a loose million around to pay Trey Hendrickson with. I don't find that to be real. Now, I kind of understand why they want a short-term deal. He's 30 years old now, and they probably think his best production's behind him, but he just came off 2 years with 17 and a half sacks in a row. You have to pay him what he's worth. And if he wants a long-term deal, you may have to just go ahead and bite that bullet and pay him a long-term deal. But we'll see what happens there. But also with that, the guy that they brought in to potentially replace him or play alongside him, Shamar Stewart, DN from Texas A&M, who only had 5 sacks while he was at Texas A&M through his 3 years, which I did not like the pick, but I guess they thought he was the best player available. He's holding out. And he continues to feud with the team over the contract in his rookie language. What's being reported, and this is from Floria. This is from a Pro Football Talk. As previously explained, the Bengals have decided to wedge a new clause into Stewart's deal. The clause would turn a default in any given year into a void of all remaining guarantees. And prior Bengals contracts, a void wiped out only the guarantees for the year in which the default occurred. Stewart refuses to be the guinea pig for the new term, and the Bengals refuse to blink. As a result, Shamar Stewart will be less prepared for training camp than he would have been otherwise. In other words, you know, I know that we can get lost in the sauce when it comes to contract negotiations and everything else, but in other words, they're trying to make his guaranteed money on his rookie contract easier to void. Now, I'm not a brain surgeon. Why the hell would he do that? Why would he agree to anything like that? You haven't done it with anybody else. Why would he do that? But the Bengals are going to bangle. I mean, that's the truth. But let's review. Sack leader holdout, leading tackler released, Jermaine Pratt, and their first round pick is now a holdout. Bengals just continue to shoot themselves in the foot. And by the way, here's what Shamar Stewart's fired back with today amid all this conversation. Again, first round pick from this year out of Texas A&M, supposed to play DN for them. I'm 100% right. It should be a no-brainer. In Trey's case, talking about Trey Hendrickson, it should be a no-brainer too. He said, I'm not asking for nothing y'all have never done before, but y'all, talking about the Bengals, just want to win arguments more than winning games, in my opinion. Whew. What's next? TJ Watt is holding out, entering the final year of his current contract with the Steelers. He also skipped voluntary OTAs, which is not a surprise. He attempted to negotiate a new deal there, but I think that the Steelers and him are actually on the same page here. He's subject to $105,000 in fines if he misses all 3 days. He signed a 4-year, $112 million deal in 2021 that averaged $28 million per year. He was at the top of the edge rusher market, but he's in his contract year, and Myles Garrett just signed, in division, a 4-year, $160 million, $123.5 million guaranteed contract this offseason. That's what he signed. He reset the market. And Watt has an argument to reset the market again. He has 6.5 more career sacks than Myles Garrett after both guys came into the league in 2017. Also, both players have a defensive player of the year. Both players have been on 6 All-Pro teams and 4 first-team All-Pro teams. I'll do another, in other words, if you're going to get the deal done, you know your starting point. It was set this offseason with Myles Garrett, and I'm telling you right now, you're not getting a discount. So I fully expect the Steelers to re-sign TJ Watt to a long-term deal, but it's taking some time. This is the least worrisome of all of these. Terry McLaurin is not at mandatory minicamp and will not be at mandatory minicamp until he gets a deal done with the Washington Commanders. He's coming off his most productive season, 82 receptions, 1,096 yards, and a career-best 13 touchdowns. Commanders head coach Dan Quinn, though, said he really isn't worried in the slightest. The Commanders and McLaurin have remained in constant contact. So this one feels like it'll get done. You have a great situation with a young quarterback on a rookie deal. You brought in Deebo Samuel. You need Terry McLaurin out there, the guy that Jaden Daniels, that rookie quarterback on a rookie deal, trusts the most. Bring him back. Get the deal done. I don't think he's asking for the moon and the stars. I think he just wants to be probably in that top 5, top 10 range from a average year annual valuation standpoint. Somewhere in the 25 to 32 million range would probably do for Terry McLaurin. And I expect that to get done probably sooner than any of the deals that we just mentioned, any of these holdouts. But that will do it for a trip around the National Football League. We'll come back and wrap up hour number 2 with small talk right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Story in college baseball with the tournament going along right now. A ticket was punched last night to the College World Series in Omaha by Murray State. The Racers made it through by beating Duke 5-4. And Murray State, for those that don't know, not historically an unbelievable baseball program by any stretch of the imagination. I did learn that Murray State's team tarps their own field when it's raining. Their head coach, Dan Skirka, he cuts the field. Like, he mows the field himself, cuts the own grass. Their field, they have easily the worst facilities by far in the Missouri Valley Conference. And you know the Missouri Valley Conference isn't some grand, lavish conference to be a part of. But their field only holds 800 people. They'll be taking on UCLA on Saturday night. UCLA's head coach, John Savage, has won a national title before. He's been there since 05. Dan Skirka, the head coach from Murray State, when he faces off against John Savage, he'll be facing off against a guy who makes 10 times his salary to coach his baseball team. And here's what's also cool. Connor, you have a really good buddy who played for Murray State, and I'm sure he's really loving this moment.
Yeah, my childhood best friend, still my best friend, Tyler Lawrence. He played for Murray State. He went to school here. He played for Carville for a minute, and then he went to Christian Brothers and played there. And he holds a lot of records at Murray State, like a lot of records. Just for fun, I looked up some of his career stats, and I forgot that, for example, he had a game where he had 4 home runs and 11 RBIs against Morehead State, so that's pretty damn good.
I want to know how many runs they had in that game. You don't have that in front of you, I'm sure.
He would probably be able to tell me. He'd probably be able to tell me, but he has a lot of single-game all-time stats, some career ones. I know at one point he was the all-time doubles leader for Murray State. I'm not sure. I think that just actually got broken recently, so I don't think he's that anymore. But he holds a few records, and I've been texting him, and he said that they're all super fired up about it. He's going to Omaha, so he's going to be there to watch the games. He's been texting the coach, and he says that they're all fired up.
Did he play for that head coach, for Dan Skorka?
Yeah.
Okay. Last couple of years he was on campus, or the whole time?
Last couple
of years, right? Because he's been there for 7 years, Skorka, I believe.
Yeah.
So probably the last.
He said that he has a relationship with him.
Okay,
he's been texting him. So he's been communicating with him. He's trying to get more players to go out there to Omaha too to meet up with everybody because they're all fired up about it. And I will add, like, I know their facilities may not be great, but Murray's campus is
right.
is beautiful. Like I go up there in the fall because his birthday would be in November, so me and my buddies would go up there and usually surprise him for his birthday sometime in November, and it was always gorgeous. It looks like a painting in the fall up on Murray's campus. So if you're around Murray State and you have an afternoon, go to that little town and spend some time there because you will not regret it. It's really, really cool.
What's Tyler doing these days?
Tyler lives in Knoxville, right outside of Knoxville. He's got a beautiful family, had his little girl, very, very beautiful, and he does finance stuff now for a company.
He just had his little girl, but he's got to get to Omaha.
Yeah, got to get to Omaha.
No choice.
Got to get to Omaha.
Mom's got to do the heavy lifting while he's in Omaha. Come on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, this is something he probably only is going to get to see once. Hopefully a couple times in his life, but probably once.
Hopefully more.
Yeah. But that was cool to see, man. That was cool to see. Those types of stories, though, and I hate to have that negative sort of direction with this, with the house settlement and where the power is going to be centered in all these sports and the resources that maybe have to be cut from certain sports on certain campuses. I hope that we don't get into a situation where these stories are fewer and far in between, but I get the sense that they may be fewer and far in between going into the future. But let's enjoy it for the moment.
Let me enjoy it.
Let me stop being the stick in the mud. Let me stop.
Yeah, why don't you shut the hell up, Gabe?
Exactly. Let me stop raining on their parade. It was a heck of a story, and it's going to be fun to watch them on Saturday. Hour number three is on the way, and you know who opens it up every single Tuesday? That's Christian Fowler. He's next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.